This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, August 25th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. A case of New World screwworm has been found in a person who traveled to the U.S. from El Salvador, but the risk to U.S. public health is, quote, very low, a Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson said today. The case that was confirmed on August the 4th, it is the first travel-associated parasitic infection of larvae identified in the United States. USDA is moving to build a sterile fly facility in Texas to combat the pest. Food and Drug Administration has been authorized to issue emergency use authorizations for animal drugs that can combat New World screwworm infestation. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins suspended livestock trade through southern ports of entry in July, that after NWS was detected about 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. Bill Bullard, CEO of the cattle producer group RCAF USA, criticizing the lack of information shared by HHS and USDA with the general public. Bullard cited a Reuters report yesterday indicating only certain beef sector representatives and state veterinarians were notified in the days following the confirmation of the case. We are deeply concerned that if the publicly disseminated Reuters report is accurate, including its implication that only select industry participants were timely informed of the detection of this devastating pest in the United States, that our government system is fundamentally broken. In the statement, Bullard asked for, quote, a full investigation of this incident and the creation of a New World screwworm task force. Well, the 20th anniversary of the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois kicks off tomorrow at the show site called Progress City. Vendors from around the world will fill the over 90-acre show site with the latest in farm products, services, and machines. Prior to the show, guests from over 40 countries were planning to be a part of the event. Matt Youngman says the harvest will start early in Illinois. The demonstration plots were in good shape last week.
We rolled the combines for the first time on Wednesday afternoon. Corn's coming out just over 20%. I think it was 20.6 was the average of what we took out, doing a little over 200 dry. So we're really satisfied with it. The exhibitors are having a really good experience.
So with the combine test, that's going to be a pretty decent look if you've got that kind of yield. How's the fodder and how's the quality of the corn holding up?
Good quality. You know, with trying to grow 87-day corn in central Illinois, it's pretty impressive how well it holds together. And, you know, we got a good bit of residue, so the tillage demonstrations are going to be as close to real life as anything you're going to see out in the field.
Youngman says in addition to the exhibits, visitors get to see new combines in action, plus a wide array of tillage tools.
You're going to see, I believe we're up over 60 pieces of machinery split between the harvest demo and the tillage demo. The harvest demonstration kicks off every day at 11, and then we turn around and run tillage on the same field at 2 o'clock that afternoon. And we're going to dedicate 40 acres per day and be able to run each combine at least two passes. And then we run the tillage one pass and drop the ropes and let everybody crawl all over it, around it, and kick the tires and dig next to it and get a good look at all these different varieties of machines.
Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Baczynski and Representative Eric Sorensen will be at the show, along with Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden. AgriPulse will be on site providing coverage of the Farm Progress Show. Inspections of U.S. corn and wheat increased last week from the previous, according to data from the Department of Agriculture. In its latest weekly grain export inspections report, USDA said corn export inspections for the week ending August 21st, totaling 1.3 million metric tons. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.